Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Outrage Factory was open all weekend long. So many ridiculous stories over the weekend. Did you see this one as it popped, Dan, or was this
I
introduced this one to you.
So glad to report that I missed this until, yes, you introduced me to it today.
So the Post came up Saturday, you know, the Vikings preseason game. And this post from traditionally Sarah, trad wife mom, shocking, trad wife, so hot right now. And that's sort of the theme of this segment. There are two stories like that. Her post says, this is an official Minnesota Vikings cheerleader this year. I'm so done with this state. It's a picture of Blaze, a male cheerleader. And the reaction, you know, this post got 9 million views, 2,000 reposts, retweets, whatever we call it now. And My first reaction was, who cares? Who cares? And today there are these posts that have to be lies that say multiple Minnesota, and Chad mentioned this, that there are Vikings fans who have announced they're canceling their season tickets. First of all, you're lying. Like, if you are so fragile that a member of the cheer team causes you to cancel your season tickets, You probably should make sure you burn every purple piece of clothing you have and post that on social media. Just stupid.
It's also an empty threat because you got to know there's a line of folks out the door who are waiting to buy those tickets, so you're not costing the Vikings
any money.
You can't
just cancel. I don't think you can just cancel your season tickets. I don't think it quite works that way, that you get to just, like, I'm sure you can cancel them and they'll keep your money. You think you're allowed to cancel because I'm all mad about Blaze? Now, I will say that, you know, Blaze is, like, people should be able to live their life. And, like, I couldn't care less about who is on the cheerleading squad, right? Like, who cares? I will say, like, the NFL is traditionally pretty bro-y. And so I was a little surprised that this year, in a year that seems to be like the year of caution when it comes to corporate type operations, it's a little surprising, isn't it? Now, like everything, and I got into it with Chad about this a little bit, because we're having two different arguments about this topic. Well, most people are living a normal life and having zero arguments about that. So on the one hand, objectively, shouldn't matter if a guy is on a cheerleading squad. Every college, the Gophers have male cheerleaders. George W. Bush was a cheerleader. And also, that argument point has nothing to do with why people are upset about that. People are not upset that there is a male cheerleader on the Minnesota Vikings. People are upset that there is a male cheerleader who is female coded. So he is dancing. He is flamboyant by male coding. And if he were a woman, it would be like, yep, he's just a sexy cheerleader. I will say this is a scenario that I think, like, the kids are way ahead of, like, the old people, because to the old people, seeing and I don't know what Blaze's sexuality is, but I think the reason that people are reacting this way is because he, I would say, is gay coded. Does that make sense? So when you I mean, his name is Blaze. So when you see Blaze and you hear him and you see him perform, you think, well, that's why people are mad. They're mad that their tough guy sport, which, by the way, features a lot of guys wearing spandex, that their tough guy sport, God forbid you have to see a gay man having the time of his life cheering for your team. So weird. So weird.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Outrage factory built to get people mad. If you are someone who gets mad based on who's on the cheer team, get a life. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I feel, and I get the sense that like Blaze probably couldn't give a rip, but I hope Blaze doesn't care. Right? Because again, Dan, this is one of the negatives of social media to me, that people are just trying to make their little political point, right? Like,
yeah.
Does anyone really care? No.
No.
They're just trying to get web traffic. They're trying to get clicks. They're trying to get people mad. And so they do. And like Blaze is still a person, right? You're like, so this reminds me of like the outrage over the supposedly transgender softball player who is playing for the girls' softball team in one of our suburbs. And people just were going to town trying to make their political points. And I just was left feeling so icky for the kid, right?
Right.
Because you're like, this is a human. This is a human being. So I guess that's part of my sadness, that people just don't care. They're like, I don't care.
Well, and that's, I think, you know, you go back to that original post that you put up there where the gal says, you know, I've had it with this state.
Yeah. So, you know, so what that point
she's
is.
Taking this and lumping it in with a whole bunch of other stuff that she's already upset about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just saying this is another
more evidence
straw
of
in
the downfall
bale.
Of.
Right. And I get
woke,
the feeling.
Woke nation.
I get the feeling. And I, you know, most of the folks who would say stuff like that, I'm not even sure are straight up bigoted against gay people. I think for the most part, they're like, I don't care. You do whatever you do. But, and this is the thing, everything that comes before but, you know what they say about that. But I don't want to see it. I don't want it put in my face. I don't want it as part of this thing that I enjoy. I don't want that thing over there, you people over there, to, you know, interfere with this thing that I enjoy by your very existence, apparently, is interfering with it. And I really, it's depressing to me to say that, but I really do feel that there's a lot of people that, you know, are not, you know, I hate gay people, but they're like, you know, fine, gay people be gay people, just don't be gay people around me.
Yeah.
And they don't see the problem with
that. The problem with that, right. Why do you have to put it in our face?
Which is not at all what Blaze is doing. You know what Blaze is doing? He's being a cheerleader. He's just being a dancer and a cheerleader, and he's living his life. And it's got nothing to do with you or anybody else.
You would think the anti-woke crowd would be happy that here is a job that perhaps would have been DEI designated for a woman. And here's a guy taking a cheerleader job.
And a white guy at that.
How about that? Come on. All right, let's break. I have to yell about who would even fathom to leave a woman who has been judged the most beautiful woman in America for decades. Who would leave Halle Berry? You are going to spit up your afternoon coffee when you hear the reason given for leaving Halle Berry when we come back.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.